Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Does my voice sound any different from about 90 miles away today, Evan? Does it sound any different here?
I've noticed that before, like when you were in Rochester. Back when the PGA Championship was here, you sounded different. I hear it a little bit, yeah.
A little bit. Like, the processing in every microphone is a little bit different, right, from any studio you go into. And whether I'm in our Amherst studios, Studio Capaccio, here in Rochester, I have a device on my phone, actually, where I can be kind of live anywhere in the world, to be quite honest with you. And I use that quite often when I'm out and about and at training camp or whatever and doing hits from down in the field. And it's always going to sound a little bit different. So if it does today, it's because I am doing today's Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show from our lovely Odyssey Rochester studios. It's Commercial Street here in downtown Rochester. It's where it's located. And yeah, so if you're driving by, if you're in Rochester, hi. Might see you driving down the interstate here or downtown. There's a lot of construction here since the last time I've been here. They're working on a few different things. Looks like a walkway, bridge area. They're doing some construction here. So a little bit different than the last time I was here. But yeah, the last time I did the show here was, I think, right that week. It was the PGA Championship a couple of years ago. That was in May. I had some business in Rochester I had to get to, and I said, you know what? Let's kind of figure out a good day to do this. I said, hey, how about we figured out today, June 5th, I contacted the great people here in Rochester at Odyssey Rochester and said, hey, I got some business in Rochester. What if I came out and did a show out from your studios, and then I could just kind of take care of everything throughout the day there? And they're like, absolutely, let's do it. So today is the day, and we're here in Rochester. So you can obviously hear from this studio, the Sports Bar, with Mike Danger and Gene Battaglia every single day. And that's opposite, you know, Chopin the Bulldog here on WGR Sports Radio 550 when you're out here. And they have me on their show sometimes, and today I'm going to return the favor. And Gene's going to join me today at, what time is Gene on? Gene is on at 11, because at 10:30 a.m. today, going to have Alex Brasky. Alex Brasky is going to join me today from Bill's Digest and Batavia Daily. And I figured, hey, he's closer out here in Batavia. Gene's out here in Rochester. We might as well make it a day kind of people and guests out here that are a little bit closer to where I am physically today, to kind of keep with that theme, but also talk Buffalo Bills football, talk a little Rochester Americans from Gene's perspective as well. And I have a couple of things I want to talk about as it relates to the Bills and Rochester and training camp and what's coming up over the next, you know, about a month and a half from now when the team opens up training camp. We don't know the day they're going to be out here in Rochester. We don't know the day yet. I'm going to guess it might be like July 23rd. Because last year, the first camp day was July 24th, and I think this year everything is about a day earlier on the calendar. So I'm going to guess it's right around there. So if you're planning on coming out to training camp, it's probably going to be July 23rd for the first practice. I would think, you know, it could be, it's going to be right around there, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, somewhere in there. We'll get that scheduled sometime from the Buffalo Bills sometime soon, I'm sure. Also today, on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, going to have Alexa Ross join me. And Alexa used to work here in Rochester, and she was out covering the Bills in Buffalo, but she has since, for the last few years now, been at the CBS affiliate in Indianapolis. And of course, tonight, it is game one of the NBA Finals between the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. So how about that? We have a Rochester theme today. We have Alexa, who covered the Bills from out here in Rochester, who's now out in Indiana. She'll be coming aboard to talk a little bit NBA Finals. I was thinking on the drive out here, actually, about training camp. And I've been making this drive since, I guess, 2012, 2013, somewhere in there. I've been the sideline guy for the Bills since 14, but before that, still coming out to get to training camp before that, a couple years before that. I mean, it's been, for me, you know, over a decade of driving to St. John Fisher for training camp. It doesn't seem like that. It goes quickly kind of every year. It kind of sneaks up on you. It's there. Bam. You go to training camp. Then it's done in like 3-4 weeks and you're back home. And I know the Bills don't go as often, as long, I should say, now than they used to. But they still go. And there was a time period where we thought maybe the Bills weren't going to go to St. John Fisher. But they still are out there and out here, I should say. It's not too far from where I'm standing right now. And they still believe in going to Rochester. They still believe in training camp, St. John Fisher, and all of the kind of bonding that goes along with it, all the different things that go along with getting out to training camp, getting out to the dorms. And of course, this year, it's going to be a lot different in one sense with Hard Knocks around, right? There's going to be cameras everywhere. Somebody said to me the other day and asked me, and I've actually got this question a few times, when does Hard Knocks start filming? My answer is basically the day that guys arrive for training camp. Anytime I've ever watched Hard Knocks, sometimes they actually have footage of guys checking into their dorms. Okay, this guy's bringing that, this guy's bringing that, whatever. We used to do that in the local media. We used to be on site and would actually have video of players checking into dorms. We don't do that anymore. It's evolved a little bit. The Bills don't give the media that access that day, which is fine. We don't have any access until the first day that they're on the field. But it used to be literally like, who's bringing what into their dorm? And we'd have stories about that and interview guys and what it's going to be like for training camp. That doesn't happen as much anymore. I'm wondering, and I'm guessing it will happen, but I'm wondering how much of that will be on Hard Knocks, guys actually checking into their dorms. Then from there, it's going to be a lot of cameras around. Hard Knocks is going to be a big part of training camp. And of course, that's going to be a separate story in itself. And then you have what actually happens on the field at training camp. And in many years past, and pretty much every year, you're going to have what we call what? Training camp battles. I'll have an article at WGR550.com saying here's a good training camp battle, or we'll go through position battles and some that we're all going to be looking for. And every year you're going to have a few of those. In some years you have more than others. Some, it's more about the quality of the training camp battle, meaning what position it is. I guess the quality of position, quarterback, right? Think of the battles we've had in the past, even before I got here. I did go to a training camp one time. I was living in Florida, came up and went to a training camp when Trent Edwards was a quarterback for the Bills and J.P. Lossman, that time period. But we're far from there. But think about that now. Trent Edwards, J.P. Lossman, quarterback battle. You have, of course, E.J. Manuel, Kyle Orton, you had Tyrod Taylor, E.J. Manuel. You know, you'll go back to the players the Bills had over the last, and the quarterbacks, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, whoever it is, battling out for the quarterback position, and it became a bigger deal because it was the quarterback position, right? Then you've had, of course, wide receiver battles. And a lot of times that's more down the depth chart. How about who's going to be the starting running back? You don't have as much of that now. A lot of times it's even who's going to be the starting offensive line. The Bills know that. The Bills know who their starting offensive line is. I mean, barring anything really unforeseen, obviously an injury could derail this, but if someone just completely drops off in their play, you know it's going to be Deion Dawkins, Spencer Brown, Connor McGovern, Osiris Torrance, and David Edwards, right? I mean, I guess Alec Anderson could challenge David Edwards for a job. I could see that. Not necessarily on the radar as a, oh my God, camp battle. It would just happen to be more of a, oh, that's a bit of a surprise. What about linebacker? I mean, Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano are starting. What do you really have? You have Joe Andreessen battling with Bill Inspector, probably. Dorian Williams is going to be the backup Will linebacker to Matt Milano. Why wouldn't he be? I do think you have a little intrigue at a couple positions, though. Certainly wide receiver at the bottom of the depth chart. And then safety and corner. And of course, because of the suspensions that are looming for both Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi on the defensive line, you have some question about what's going to happen at those positions. So what I'd like to do today is ask you, is there a specific position that you are really interested in as far as a training camp battle is concerned? It doesn't have to be for the starting position. It could be for the backup role. It could be for the bottom of the roster, the last guy that makes the team because he's in a certain position. 803-0550 is the number to call. 803-0550 here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Cabaccio with you. Good to be with you out in Rochester today at our Fan Rochester Studios, 95.7 The Fan. Appreciate them having me, allowing me to crash their studios today out in Rochester. But I'd like to get your calls as we think about training camp that's coming out here back to Rochester near the end of July and what training camp battles you're thinking ahead to right now. Because I think you have to work to get there a little bit. I think the easy one, the easiest one to get to is probably cornerback two. And I say that because the Bills go out and they sign and they re-sign, bring back veteran Tre'Davious White, veteran Dane Jackson. And on top of that, they use their first round pick, their most premium offseason asset, on Max Harrison, Maxwell, from Kentucky. And I've had discussions and debates with people who've asked me and have said, and made the statement, boy, if Tre'Davious White wins that job, that's not good for the Bills. You might agree with that. I don't know. I think that's because there's a perception of Tre'Davious White obviously not being what he used to be when he was an all-pro, but that he's this player that's in clear decline. He just can't really play that much anymore. And on top of that, you couple that with, oh my God, if he beats out a first-round pick, what does that say about the first-round pick? You just went through this with Kyrie Elam. I don't think it has to be that way. Now, in a perfect world, in the way of the football world and fandom world that I think that Bills fans would like to look at it, and if you what you want to see, I would think you'd want to see Maxwell Hairston win that job. Now, you might love Tre'Davious White as a player and say, oh my God, no, I love Trey, and I think he can play, and that's fine. That's a sentimental pick. But football-wise, I think you'd want Max Hairston to win that job and to like show that he earned it, not because Tre'Davious White can't do it or Dane Jackson can't do it. I wouldn't totally discount Dane Jackson. I don't think he'll win the job. But if you really want to feel good about the Buffalo Bills at corner now and in the future, I think the answer is you want Max Harrison to win the cornerback two job. Because if he were to win the job, that would A, give you faith that the Bills have a first round corner who could actually walk in and start on day one that they planned on. Unlike Kyrie Elam, although he was beaten out by another rookie, by the way, Christian Benford. We all know that. But B, I think it would give you a lot more comfort over the next 4 years and the near future at the position, especially considering you just signed Christian Benford to a four-year extension. He's under contract for five more years. You could literally think about those two playing with each other over the next 4 years. But it doesn't have to be an indictment on Max Hairston if Tre'Davious White wins the job. It could be because Tre'Davious White just had a really good camp, and he's a veteran, and he knows what he knows what he's seeing, what's out there, and you're a little more comfortable with him versus the first-round rookie who you might like, but he's not quite ready. I am interested in also the depth of that particular position. And again, 803-0550 if you want to jump on board. Corner, safety, defensive end, wide receiver, defensive tackle, whatever you want. There's also an under-the-radar one that we don't talk about much I want to get to here in a second. Depth at the position. I mean, does Jane... I actually went through yesterday, earlier this week, I did a preliminary, my own little 53-man roster projection as of right now, kind of what I think that could happen. Now, it's kind of a funky thing to do when you have Hoyt and Ogunjobi on that are be suspended, but I don't think it impacts anything other than defensive line with their suspensions when it comes to the 53. To me, they'll just be a one-for-one at defensive end and at defensive tackle. They'll keep an extra defensive end. Hoyt goes on the suspended list. They'll keep an extra defensive tackle. Ogunjobi goes on the suspended list. So I think that's pretty easy. Corner, though, I don't think it's as easy because I think Dane Jackson could be in trouble, even at a veteran coming in. They know the system because I think they still like Jamarcus Ingram a lot. I could see Dane Jackson and Jamarcus Ingram fighting for a job with each other. There's no way Jordan Hancock's not making the team. Dorian Strong, boy, I like the way this kid looked. I like Dorian Strong a lot. I think he looks like an NFL corner. I think he is a guy that they feel he can be. He can play in all situations, physically, like man-to-man and zone. Doesn't mean right away, but if you release him, remember, anybody you release that was just drafted, they're subject to waivers and any team can claim them. They're gone. They don't have to be on your team. That happened to Alex Austin a couple of years ago. Bills released Alex Austin. Bam, he was claimed by the Patriots. He wound up actually intercepting Josh Allen later that year or maybe the next year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, let's head to the phone lines. We'll get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. I did not want to steal Anthony's thunder. I started with corner, and Anthony has another position he wants to talk about from Long Island. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Sal. So I'm very interested in safety. Just like real curious what's the plan in terms of the development of Cole Bishop and then having Cam Lewis, who's been a vet, and just other guys that they have back there, and Taylor Rapp, who's undersized but yet has made so many big plays for us. Where do you think the Bills are going to end up going in terms of that?
Let me ask you a question. Let's do this. Let's run through this exercise, me and you right now. Okay, Anthony, here we go. We got right now on the roster, you have 6 listed safeties. Taylor Rapp, Cole Bishop, Damar Hamlin, Cam Lewis, Derek Forrest, and Wandae Owens. If I said two of those guys can't be around, you'd probably, you and I would both agree, Wandae Owens, he's an undrafted free agent, he's probably it. Who doesn't make the team, one guy doesn't make the team out of these five? Rapp, Bishop, Hamlin, Lewis, or Forrest?
Maybe, I don't know, that Hamlin's got, he's probably the most, least athletic, but he's been in the system. Maybe Forrest, I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I ask you, because it's tough. I would lean maybe Hamlin doesn't. He's back in a minimum deal. I don't know if he had the offers out there that he thought he would get. Maybe you can get him back on the practice squad. I think they signed Derek Forrest to be a really good special teams contributor for them and fill in as a backup safety when needed. So I think Hamlin in that situation could be the odd man out.
Okay. It looks like it's going to be a fun battle. The secondary in general, like what you were mentioning before with the corners as well. Who's that depth piece? Who's going to be that guy in case there's an injury or somebody's just not performing? I'm really curious. Also, maybe with the shift in culture, bringing in the new corner coach from New England, if they're going to change up their style of play.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm interested in that as well. Thanks a lot for the call, Anthony. I appreciate it. As far as the starter at safety, look, I've been saying this since last season ended, and I'll continue to say it, which is it is Cole Bishop's job to lose, basically. Like, they're going to give him every opportunity to win it. And anybody who thought that the Bills, like, had any thought about moving on from Taylor Rapp or not starting, that should be squashed. It should have been squashed a long time ago. I said it on draft night when there was all this talk about Malachi Starks being drafted by the Bills. It just never made sense to me. Never made sense. Why all these people thought the Bills were going to draft a safety. You have to learn. Look, there's a big difference. I try to always have people understand this. There is a huge difference between if you as a fan or me in the media or anybody thinks somebody's better for the job that currently has it. That's one part of it. But what you try to do is, and what you have to put your mind to is, what do the Bills think and how do they operate? You have to learn how your team operates. And you and I can sit there and go, oh yeah, Malachi Starks, he could come in and start for the Bills right away. To me, it was never an option that the Bills were going to A, not have Taylor Rapp as a starter after being in this system for a couple of years, starting last year, and then the way they talked about him and how he sets the secondary, that's bam. He's starting. He's in. Was never a question about that. Whether you agree it should be or not, just wasn't. And then Cole Bishop, they drafted in the second round last year. They were not going to just suddenly draft a first-round safety after having him in the second round last year, missing all that time at training camp, and then he winds up actually playing a bit of a role towards the end of the season because of injuries. So when you talk about, and people talk about, anybody at safety, like the top of the safety depth chart, it's Rapp and Bishop. Now, if Bishop isn't able to step up and be that guy they think, then you are looking at Damar Hamlin again or Derek Forrest. I say Damar Hamlin could be the odd man out. He literally could go from odd man out to possible starter, right? I mean, is Derek Forrest starting if Cole Bishop can't do it? I don't know. But it's Cole Bishop's job to lose to me. That's how I look at it. I think that's how the Bills look at it, and it's going to shake out. Dave in Buffalo is up next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What's up, Dave?
Thanks for taking my call. Yep. Overall, I would say that the question of who has what starting spot really doesn't matter for the most part. I think this is really going to be a battle about storytelling. There's the Hard Knocks is interesting because HBO is going to tell a story. And usually the way they tell the story is battles between players and things like that. I think Brandon Bean has another story that he wants to tell. And the story is basically there is no I in team. It's not about the individual. It's all about how we work together as a team. So it's easy on offense because they come with the approach of everybody eats. So who starts and who doesn't start is going to be secondary to the fact that everyone is going to get their feel and need to be satisfied in what they're doing. On the defensive side, we have the rotation that's going to be a big part of it. Who's a starter on the defensive line or not, it doesn't so much matter as the rotation that the coach has put in place on particular plays so that everybody has a role to play. At safety is another interesting thing because the question of, you know, what role does Taron Johnson play? Quite frankly, he could be a linebacker the way that he tackles, and he's all over the field and things they do. And then up to the other safety positions, they have the choice between Damar Hamlin, between Rapp, and between Cole Bishop coming on. tons of different choices and things that go on. So I think they're going to be telling a story about there is no Iron Team, and who starts and who doesn't start really is going to make a big difference.
Thanks, Dave. I agree with the storytelling part of what the Bills want to portray on Hard Knocks, right? I mean, that's what they're about. We know what they're about. They're going to make sure, and I, you know, they do have editorial control over a lot of the stuff that happens. That's what happens now with these shows, these features. And I do think, I agree with you, that they're going to say, hey, this is a team we want to focus on. Sure, there's going to be some interesting stories that they're going to focus on individually, but the Bills, as an organization, want to show that they're a team, they're about team, they're about a good culture, and all of that. Thanks for the call, Dave. I want to touch on a couple of things, and I'll hang up with you and get to them. Because, A, first of all, let me say, we know what role Taron Johnson is playing. He is the starting nickel. Yes, he is like a third linebacker in alignment because most teams play three linebackers, maybe not most teams all the time, but the Bills don't. They play two linebackers. They play a nickel corner who essentially is like a third linebacker. He's not built like a linebacker. He does play like one, I agree with you, but we know what role Taron Johnson is. Taron Johnson is the starting nickel cornerback for the Buffalo Bills. When you say, Dave, it's not that interesting necessarily for, or however you phrased it, because everybody eats and we, you know, it's not about who's starting. That's right. But even though they are going back with the everybody eats mantra, and we talked with Joe Brady about that when he met with the media on Tuesday, it's not about the starters, whether you're talking about wide receiver or even defensive line, because they do have a rotation. But let's talk about wide receiver here, because it's everybody eats and that's where that goes to. For them, the battle is not the starting job. The battle is who's actually going to be eating at the restaurant, who's going to be left outside trying to get in. That's what the battle is, right? I mean, you're going to have, there's going to be a capacity. You know the sign on the door says seating capacity? It's going to be like five. Seating capacity, five, wide receiver. After five, you're outside waiting for a table to open. And that table only opens, A, unfortunately, if someone gets injured, or B, if they really see that they have to make a change or a move, or maybe C, I guess, you can be elevated to, you know, the bar area there, right? You can be elevated and go, hey, you can come in and sit at the bar area here and wait until a table opens for you, because that's like an elevation every week. That's the everybody eats at wide receiver. That's not the starter, I agree. They're not looking at, you know, who's starting at wide receiver. They're really looking at, to me, and we are all looking at kind of what happens beyond Shakir Coleman-Palmer, and I would say even Samuel. But Elijah Moore, right there. Like, I think as of right now, from what I've seen at practice and Elijah Moore, what I see in the contracts, how this team is structured, it would be an upset at this point, very early, if it was not Shakir Coleman-Palmer, Samuel, and Moore on the team. I don't think Chenault's on there. He'd have to really wow you as a kick returner. And you say you just can't live without him doing it. But there's only so many spots. And then Tyrell Shavers, of course, it just seems like he's right there and he's the odd man out all the time, like Isaiah Hodgins was for a couple of years, right? Thanks a lot for the call, Dave. All right, Alex Brasky is going to join me next. Alex from Batavia Daily, from Bills Digest. We'll talk about some of the camp battles he's looking forward to, what he's seen so far from the Buffalo Bills through OTAs and what the media has been able to watch. Thanks for joining me here today, live from the Sports Bar and the Fan Studios in Rochester, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on Buffalo's WGR Sports Radio 550.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.